hours of discussing and negotiating, here we are, on time, on budget.
66 some odd thousand people here for the first regular season Minnesota Vikings game at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Vikings receive the opening kick and will be led by Sam Bradford on offense.
It is a moment that was years in the making. Over a decade spent at the state capitol, with stadium proposals all over the metro area, a governor who helped push a new vision, 8,000 construction workers throughout the project, 31 months of construction, and finally, the day was here.
Really special evening, and especially for our fans. This is what we worked so hard for to get this stadium built, is our fans, and seeing the smiles on their faces. All generations loving this building, and it's a great home for our fans and for the team for years to come. We're really excited.
U.S. Bank Stadium opened the doors for the first time in August and hosted the first regular season football game on September 18th, a venue that has lived up to every lofty expectation and goal, setting a new standard for stadiums in the NFL.
8,000 men and women worked on this project over 3 years, through three difficult Minnesota winters, and just brought their A game every day. And it shows. I mean, the building is really the product of the ingenuity and skill and sweat and work ethic of those men and women, mostly of the Minnesota building trades.
Having a local contractor, number one, it meant that over 300 Minnesota businesses were going to be part of this project. And over 90% of the money that was spent on building this stadium stayed with Minnesota companies. That was really important.
The stadium has brought an update to the downtown skyline of Minneapolis, but the building's full impact goes well beyond a structural change. The creation of thousands of new jobs, revitalizing the east side of downtown Minneapolis, securing major events in the near future, and giving Minnesotans a new venue that is the talk of the sporting world.
I don't think there's anything like this in all of sports. And then when you weave in the incredible art, I mean, this happens to be a stadium, but, you know, this would be a great concert venue. No matter how many times I come in here, there's something new that I see that, wow, or a different angle that you look at and you're able to, you know, to see. And so it's just exciting to see it really start coming to life.
And now to move into our new digs at U.S. Bank is going to be so sweet. And, you know, we've gotten so much publicity for that, and the Super Bowl coming and Final Four is coming, and it's great for our community. A guy like myself who's going to live in the Twin Cities, you know, after my career is done, you know, it's so great for our community to have something like that, a facility like that can bring in big events and we can show off our city for what it is.
The glitz and glamour of the new stadium starts a new era in the Vikings and the state of Minnesota's history. But the journey here to 2016 wasn't easy. It was a long and bumpy road to get to today, but it's a journey that no one regrets.
Every committee we start without the votes. And we've got a core group. We think we know where we are and we know who's not with us, and then we kind of work those people. We got to clear the finance committee, we got to clear the House floor, and we got to get kind of negotiations going with what's the final package, what's it look like.
We feel very optimistic, as I said before, that we're moving it forward. We're working very hard, day and night, to get an agreement in front of the legislature.
To say the Vikings spent endless, frustrating days and nights at the state capitol would be a bit of an understatement.
What do we want? No! When do we want them? No!
It's going to be a tight vote, and you know, this thing is split, but we just have to hope that the magnitude of the situation, the chance to secure the team and lighten up the emails and the phones, that this has to get done. But it's going to be close, we're not in the prediction business, but we're hopeful and we're encouraged with the progress of the last 48 hours.
As the calendar turned from the 90s to a new century, the Metrodome in downtown Minneapolis was starting to show its age. Opened in 1981, the venue was becoming more and more obsolete. The Dome was unable to keep up with the current stadium trends in the NFL, putting the business side of the Vikings in a major disadvantage.
There was never a plan to look other than in Minnesota. But at some point, you know, if the answer was going to be a no, the door was slammed in our face, then I think that the Wolves would have had to evaluate whether or not to sell the team. But fortunately, we never got there. Many dark days, but the hard work, the persistence, the team effort that it took to get here was worth it.
But while everyone agreed the Dome was near the end of its shelf life, convincing the politicians in St. Paul that a new venue was needed was an uphill battle.
There was about 6 weeks there where we couldn't get a hearing. It was kind of dead. Nobody wanted to talk about the stadium bill. And we all knew it was going to be the very last bill of the season, which was fine, but we could not get the momentum going.
I wouldn't say I was worried that this was never going to come to fruition. It just became numbing with how long it was taking and the twists and the turns and the leveraging and, you know, just the squabbles and everything.
It didn't really turn until the public, the general fans, or anybody, the employers around the state, rose up and said, you've got to get something on the table. You have to get this going. And that was because there was a funding proposal that came out of the House that was not going to fly. And we had already vetted that through, and it was a no-go from the very start. And all of a sudden, the public realized we could lose the Vikings.
When the Wolves purchased the Vikings from Red McCombs in 2005, new stadium efforts were already a worn-out subject at the Capitol. Not only were the Vikings needing a new home, the Twins and Gophers were also playing in the outdated Metrodome and were fighting for funding for their own stadiums.
Well, there's always going to be a level of frustration when you're dealing with the political world as a business person. So we just have to take it as it goes along and making sure that we reach our ultimate goal and getting the stadium done for our fans and for everybody in Minnesota.
From Minneapolis to Anoka County to Arden Hills and back to Minneapolis, stadium plans and designs were constantly having to adapt with each disappointing session on the Capitol floor.
Well, it was a challenge because there was really strong opposition, but I had colleagues that were convinced that the Vikings were a huge asset to the city of Minneapolis. A measurable amount of dollars are spent because of the activity that's associated with the Vikings.
The stadium debate hit stumbling block after stumbling block. The Wolves had put together a favorable proposal with the state that included public funding and a large contribution from the Vikings to build a new stadium. With the economy grinding to a halt, they promised jobs for Minnesotans, increased income from hosting national events, and a revitalization for downtown Minneapolis. But roadblocks were constantly in their way. With the end of the team's lease at the Dome looming, things started to look bleak. A snowy weekend in the Twin Cities brought the Metrodome's roof to the ground, on December 12, 2010. The roof collapsed under the weight of a 17-inch heavy snowfall that tore through the fabric and left the turf covered in snow. This forced the Vikings to move their home game against the Giants to Detroit the next day. They also had to play a Monday night football game at TCF Bank Stadium just 10 days later. The urgent need for a new stadium could no longer be denied.
It really did have a role to demonstrate that we need a new stadium, that it is time, that the Metrodome just was not sufficient in many ways, but here was another way in which it just demonstrated visibly that it's time.
The Metrodome roof collapse was a definite pivotal point when people started paying attention. If for no other reason, the sheer safety of being at a Vikings game. Had that roof collapsed during a game, that could have been very catastrophic. That was when the Vikings definitely expressed their frustration and had something to point to say, this is not about luxury plus, you know, suites. This is about, you know, safety, this is about infrastructure, and frankly, this is about being competitive. So I think that was when people started to realize that this was something that needed a lot of attention.
But for the roof of the stadium collapsing, I don't think there would have been a bill. What happened was you had all these youth sports teams, the football championships, the nine-man championships, the soccer championships, the youth football in the fall, had no place to play. And so it was these outstate legislators who started to look at this not as a football stadium just for the Vikings, but more like a state park. And of course, everybody loves the Vikings, so they wanted to keep the Vikings as well. And I think that combination of the two built our early base of support around the state and enabled us to get this build done.
The team's lease at the Metrodome was set to expire soon. The need for a new stadium brought the commissioner of the NFL to town. He warned of serious consequences if no stadium deal was reached. Fortunately, this also coincided with the election of Mark Dayton as governor of Minnesota, who understood the benefits of a new stadium and what it could bring to the state's sluggish economy.
When this project was agreed upon in early 2012, the Minnesota economy was just still coming out of a very deep recession. The building trades had very high unemployment, so you know it was a vital project for putting people back to work.
With Governor Dayton leading the push, a bill authored by Senator Julie Rosen and Representative Maury Lanning started to gain momentum, and progress was finally being made at the Capitol.
There was many long nights in my office, and the owners were wonderful to work with. They had their set of priorities, and I was there to represent the other partner, and that was the state. And then, of course, we struggled for a long time with who was going to be the third party. And that's when Minneapolis stepped up to the plate, and they were and are still a very good partner.
The stadium offered the Minnesota economy a boost with the creation of thousands of jobs, along with a proposed development in the area around the new stadium.
There's about $500 million and probably within not too long a time, $1 billion of additional development in these blocks around that. And it's a huge bottom line.
The bill came before the Minnesota Senate on May 10th, 2012. And what seemed impossible for years was finally becoming a reality.
We're going to build it.
This passed for a lot of reasons, but it would not have passed without the Vikings fans. They were amazing in this whole effort. They really won the hearts and thankfully the minds of legislators and council members and the general public.
After the Minneapolis City Council passed a 7-6 vote, the stadium bill was signed by Governor Dayton on May 14, 2012, a day that will forever be remembered as the start of a new chapter in the history of the Minnesota Vikings.
I care about the team. I know the Minnesotans care about the team. That was evident when we got to the last stage of the negotiations. I couldn't bear to have on my legacy the Los Angeles Vikings. I mean, it just wouldn't be right.
Things like this only come together when you have the right sort of combination of people and leadership and the right set of circumstances. And that's really what happened. That's how it got passed.
This was a facility that we did not want to lose. So people appreciated on the council the importance of keeping that wonderful space in our city that brings tax revenue into Minneapolis.
It attracted a two-block development from Wells Fargo. which has a huge positive impact on the city's bottom line. And then there's a bottom line that you don't see. What it means to have a new part of town, what it means to have a park that belongs to everyone, what it means to give people the confidence that while some cities are not growing, Minneapolis is surging forward. And to tell you the truth, I love the idea of people inside this building, not just focused on what's happening out in that field, but turning around and seeing that one of the great cities in America is getting greater every day.
January 2014, the Twin Cities were in the middle of a long and harsh winter, but the sounds of change were filling the air on the east side of downtown Minneapolis. The groundbreaking took place on December 3, 2013, as the Metrodome was preparing to host its final Viking game in history later that month. And with that first shovel, it was out with the old and in with the new. Construction didn't have any time to spare. Getting to work right away was a necessity. It wouldn't be easy to find a way to complete the biggest public construction project in state history in just 2.5 years, on schedule and within budget.
We've been blessed with being fortunate enough to design more than one stadium in the NFL. And with each one, it's a learning curve. And we've upped the game, I think, each time we've delivered an NFL product. In this case, we worked very hard at understanding what was unique about the local culture. We understand that this region is very strongly rooted in craftsmanship.
We had to do a building that was in many ways a progression from Cowboys, AT&T Stadium, but we had to do it in less square footage. So that what that meant is we had to be very clever and use all the knowledge built up over Colts, Cowboys, apply that now into this project for Minnesota.
To tackle this huge undertaking, the Vikings and the Minnesota Sports Facilities Authority hired two of the most respected in their field, architects HKS and Minnesota-based Mortenson Construction, would be joining forces for this state-of-the-art stadium.
You know, we had an opportunity to plan this project for a year in advance of construction. So, and with the technology that Mortenson utilizes to model these projects in advance of actually breaking ground, you know, we really had this construction project figured out before we put a shovel in the ground.
Since the new stadium would be constructed on the existing site, the work wasn't easy. In the dead of winter, the crew took down the old Metrodome and started digging out and laying the foundation for what would become U.S. Bank Stadium.
The only thing that was a bit of a surprise was some of the complexity involved in the demolition of the Metrodome. You know, that building was unique construction in and of itself. And there were elements of the structural design of that building that made it very tricky.
I'd say every aspect of this project had some challenge that we needed to plan for in order to be successful. The site logistics, including access to and from the highways, those factors worked into when we'd be receiving deliveries, when our cranes, when our lights at night would be on and off. Certain noise restrictions that the city imposed on us that we had to work into our plans and schedules. So tremendous amount of details going into all of those plans.
Over 1,000 Minnesotans were on the job site daily, and that doesn't count the many more that were contracted throughout the state. From the design and the building of the video boards to the stadium's HVAC systems, Minnesota companies were having a big hand in the construction success.
The sense of pride that was shown not only in our factory but the community when we were awarded the job right in our backyard was tremendous.
I envision that a lot of the fans are, you know, are going to be local Minnesotans who maybe had a hand in some aspect of the stadium construction, or if they didn't personally, maybe they know somebody that did, and And I hope in addition to all that, that wow factor, that they feel a sense of pride in, you know, what the community was able to do in building a stadium that's as impressive as one that's being built right now.
It was great to know, you know, it's our team. We're here in southern Minnesota, small town, but it's nice to know that they chose us. They wanted us to be a part of this. And the fact that they trusted us enough to make this, because this is huge.
Through the cold days and into the heat of summer, change was constant. By the winter of 2015, a stadium was starting to rise out of the ground. And as the entire state watched, the construction of the stadium was passing the halfway point.
50% built, that's a big day. We're halfway there. I think the other thing that was great today is taking cameras inside on the field and letting all Minnesotans actually get a view of what the stadium looks like inside. Everyone drives by, everyone sees it from the road, and everyone's curious as to what it's going to look like. It's starting to take shape. You can actually stand down on the field and kind of feel what this stadium is going to be like when it opens in really a year.
With the foundation laid and the stadium rising, covering it before the cold winter months would be the number one goal as summer turned to fall in 2015. But enclosing a stadium of this size wouldn't be quick nor easy, with a roof not seen before in the sporting world.
It's completely different from any other roof structure on any major building anywhere in this country or around the world. Because we wanted a single ridge line to pitch the roof, we developed a single super truss, which saved us a lot of weight and allowed us to actually make the single ridge line work from a structural standpoint. That allowed us to make the area that we wanted to make out of the clear roof material larger, let the sun through, which is one of our sustainability goals.
U.S. Bank Stadium is the first sports venue with an ETFE roof. The roof features copolymer plastic, giving the stadium a transparent and outdoor feel. While these types of roofs have been constructed before, it has never been done on this size and scale.
It was critical to get the building enclosed by Thanksgiving. The ETFE in particular, you know, that material can't be installed in temperatures below 40 degrees. So we were up against Mother Nature in the completion of that work.
Once that's done and we can get in the interior and do all the interior work, then the finishes, so getting the finish levels, things that you can't bring in a non-weather tight building.
With the building enclosed, heated, and ready for winter, there were still 1,000 plus daily workers on the construction site. Work was being done inside, installing seats, building locker rooms, and hundreds of other tasks. Once the temperatures warmed up in early spring, it was time for the installation of the next leading edge stadium feature.
The five large operable doors that you've seen on the west side, having those doors is a significant design element that was part of the base building design, significant feature. Instead of having the retractable roof, we have the clear ETFE roof and these five large doors.
When you stand inside that stadium and you see that roof and that those doors, how bright it is in there, the desired effect, we're going to have that indoor-outdoor stadium, that experience that we desired when we put this design together.
The world's tallest pivoting doors showcase and light up the western side of the stadium. Rotating on pistons, they're 55 feet wide and range from 75 to 95 feet high, consisting of 30,000 square feet of glass. With the clear roof beaming in sunlight and the opening of the pivoting doors, the stadium gives an outside feel while being indoors.
It has so many beautiful windows. And if you look at it, you know, I've been in here on cloudy days, I've been in here on rainy days, been in here on sunny days, you know, the outside weather, you feel in this building like you're in an open air stadium, but you're, you know, in a dome or enclosed. So you don't even really feel, like right now sitting here, you don't feel that you're in a dome stadium. You really feel like you're outside being able to enjoy the elements.
The natural light is absolutely gorgeous. Every time I walk into U.S. Bank Stadium, including this time, I just stop and I look around at where the broadcast booth is, where the players are going to run out, what the video boards look like. It takes my breath away every single time. Every seat here is perfect. I mean, seriously, if you're in the upper deck in the last row, you have a good seat and a great vantage point for Vikings football.
This is my first time in the stadium, and I got to say that it is probably the most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. What amazes me the most about it is the fact that you feel like you're outdoors even when you're inside. It feels like a giant Viking ship. This is definitely symbolic of a new beginning for the Vikings, for sure. And I feel, especially since the Vikes are on the verge of, in my opinion, going all the way, this is the perfect beginning for that.
As spring turned to summer, the countdown clock was on, with events, games, and concerts slated to begin in early August. Crews worked tirelessly to finish every last task and ensure the building was ready to go when the doors opened. And on June 17th, a major milestone took place as Mortensen handed over the keys to the Minnesota Vikings.
The support of the Will family, them putting in extra money and standing behind this project, the authority, HKS, Mortensen, all of the staff, people at the Vikings, what they've done has just been unbelievable. So today is a really special day. It's been a lot of hours to get to this point. We're just thankful and grateful that it's gone as well as it has.
Just a month later, after the final touches were completed, the state of Minnesota had a new football stadium, and the city of Minneapolis had a new venue. All of the hard work and determination finally became a reality when the ribbon was cut and the stadium was officially opened.
After years of discussing, agreeing, disagreeing, and negotiating, and after almost 3 years of tremendous work by the Minnesota Stadium Authority Board, led by Michelle Kelm-Halgan and Ted Mondale and his team, and several thousand dedicated construction workers, here we are, on time, on budget, and ready for the Vikings to run to the Super Bowl.
It's an iconic venue. It's a special place, and we think it's going to be the best sports and entertainment venue in this country and in the world. And we're that excited about it, and we can't wait for our fans to get in here and feel that excitement and the energy that we feel here today.
On a warm night in late summer, the lines were forming early. Anticipation was high and excitement was building. A sold-out crowd of over 64,000 was ready to make history. The first ever event held at U.S. Bank Stadium.
It's great for the Twin Cities. There's a lot of growth going on, and I think a lot of it comes just from the stadium even. It's amazing. I'm in awe. I have no words.
I think it puts us on the map and gives us recognition, for sure.
It's an amazing stadium, great home for the Vikings. And, of course, that roof is awesome. Letting the natural light in feels like you're playing outdoors.
I've been a lifelong Chelsea fan, so I'm really excited.
A friendly soccer match between AC Milan and Chelsea FC brought the debut of the new $1.1 billion stadium and the first chance fans had to attend an event in the new venue. 32 months after the first dig of a shovel, the stadium's construction brought the largest crowd in Minnesota soccer history.
It feels good. It's a good crowd. People are having fun. It's delivering what we promised, which is a great fan experience. A lot of people work very hard for this moment, the first ever event in U.S. Bank Stadium. The reaction that people have when they walk in, you can just see their faces light up. What we hope for, what we envision, what our ownership envisioned, and our management team and our project team wanted to deliver, we did. So we're very, very excited for this event.
Soccer was the first test, and then shortly after the venue hosted two major music concerts, the Vikings would play their first ever game at U.S. Bank Stadium on August 28th.
We welcome you to a new era of Minnesota Vikings football. The Vikings' first preseason game at U.S. Bank Stadium is today against the San Diego Chargers. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Here it comes. Boom! Minnesota Vikings football at U.S. Bank Stadium is underway. Touchdown, Vikings! to the 40, 45, 50. Chargers territory. J-Rod Kearse tackled at the 37 after a 36-yard return. What just transpired on the field is called U.S. Bank Victory Formation. The final score, Minnesota 23, San Diego 10. This is Minnesota Vikings football.
I've known the Vikings ever since I was born. My first game was in 1977, so I was 7 years old. My grandfather put $5 down before the Vikings became a team, and we've had the tickets ever since.
This was more than a normal Sunday for Todd Roach and fans all across the Upper Midwest, a day circled on the calendar for months. The regular season debut for U.S. Bank Stadium would come on Sunday Night Football against their biggest rival, the Green Bay Packers.
This is special. It's going to be a special day. I've really looked forward to this ever since they announced the stadium. I can't wait to have fun, and I can't wait to find out how loud it's going to be.
As 66,000 fans get ready to take in this matchup, a bit of nostalgia filled the stadium for a legend and Hall of Famer.
I was there in 61. We probably had 35,000 people, maybe, playing the Bears, first game ever. There's nothing like this. Nobody could have dreamed anything like this. This is all first-class, state-of-the-art, and it's great for the Twin Cities area, the state of Minnesota, this whole region. And we ought to all thank the Wolf family for investing in doing this. And, of course, the state of Minnesota helped also.
Much has changed in NFL Stadium since Fran Tarkenton last took the field at Old Met Stadium in 1978. The National Football League is a whole new business, and the man in charge of that league has thoroughly impressed with the new stadium.
It's spectacular to be here a night when you can celebrate the beginning of the season here, but this new stadium is beyond words. All the work and the effort that went into it by the people in this community, I think they're going to be really proud of it. It's exciting. We're bringing our Super Bowl here, our prime event. Sunday Night Football is kicking off the event tonight. We want to put this on the biggest stage because we share in that pride. It's something that it represents what we're trying to do with our stadiums. And the thing that strikes me the most as you're walking around is seeing how you know you're in the Viking Stadium. This is something that's, you know, you're talking about the history and the tradition and the future, and you see it all around you here. And I think that's really a spectacular feeling.
I think anybody from here, lives here, has a lot of pride being from here. And, you know, Minnesota, we're way up there. A lot of people just don't know how great this area is. And so to have something like U.S. Bank Stadium, I mean, it really is a crown jewel. This is the nicest stadium in the NFL right now. I want to see how loud it gets.
Few games in Vikings history have had this type of anticipation, planning, and hype. Players, coaches, and fans could all sense the historical milestone for this night.
I think it's just a phenomenal day, landmark day. And now that I was there at the first one and here to open this stadium, it's really a thrill for me. This is really, it puts chills down my back to think about the span of time there, which is, I don't know, 50-some years.
Tonight, it's time to defend the North.
Mason Crosby walking up, set to boom it, and boom!
Stand to your feet, press your palms to the sky, because you're about to feel the power of the purple.
Shotgun, Dixon Johnson left, Rudolph in the field and right. Sam takes the snap, looks to the right, fires to the right, back right in the end zone. Kyle Rudolph, touchdown, Vikings! And this place has just erupted. Vikes lead 10-7. Bradford out of the shotgun. Makes a handoff. Steps up. Moves it to the end zone for Diggs. Caught. Touchdown! Stephon Diggs is killing the Green Bay Packers. Intercepted. It's picked off by Trey Wayne.
The night couldn't have been scripted better for a longtime fan who's been cheering on the Vikings at every venue throughout their history.
The energy in here was awesome. Just all the old alumni coming back to christen the new stadium, from Chris Carter to Fran Tarkington to the Purple People Eaters. It was awesome to see them, but it was great to see the players live up to the legacy.
Man, it's a wonderful night because, you know, for me being a former Viking, coming to this new place, it's just, I think it's what the fans deserve. I mean, the Metrodome was nice, but this is just, I think fans like this deserve a luxury like this.
It's a great night tonight. I mean, to see the, I mean, the new stadium and the new house, everything going on, setting the new traditions along with the old. It's a great night. You know, all we need now is to win, and it'll be the icing on top right there.
To the former players who have seen the evolution of NFL stadiums, to the longest tenured Viking.
I mean, I think it just used to feel great for, you know, the organization, for the Wilfs, for, you know, our ownership, but also for the you know, administration, and obviously for the players that put the work in, you know, and the people that got the stadium built, the fans for coming here. I mean, there's so much buildup over the years for the stadium, and when we're going to open it, who we're going to open it against, and of course, is Green Bay. And to come in and play and have a great game and then also get the win is just huge.
A 17-14 victory over the Green Bay Packers helped open the new venue with a bang. But that Sunday night was just the first of many. The first touchdown, first game-saving interception, and first win. There will be plenty more in the stadium's history, but there will only ever be one first win. And this was quite the way to start this new chapter. A new era of Vikings football is officially underway. Fans from across the country have come to U.S. Bank Stadium to be a part of history. Whether to be a part of the first football game in the preseason, the first Sunday night game, or the first border battle victory, everything that happens at the stadium this season becomes a first in this new chapter. This new home for the Minnesota Vikings has the national sports scene buzzing about the newest venue in the NFL. A stadium that was over a decade in the making, that represents the values and craftsmanship of the Upper Midwest, and a stadium that will draw in major national events. It's not surprising that people everywhere want to get on board with this major advancement in the Twin Cities business scene.
It certainly brings national attention, and it's clear having this major sports facility in our city brings exposure.
So the motivation for naming U.S. Bank Stadium was particularly for the employees. U.S. Bank wants to be well-regarded and well-known in the state of Minnesota where we're headquartered, and naming something like a stadium of this size and this importance allows them to be very proud of who we are and where we live. We have the chance to have the entire world watching, first because it's a new stadium, second because the Vikings are really good now, and thirdly because everybody wants to see the place the Super Bowl will be held in 2018.
The stadium was just the beginning of the transformation of the downtown skyline.
It's proven, you know, just opening, and the stadium has already generated $1 billion in development surrounding the stadium in the Easttown neighborhood, and it's generated, you know, jobs and economic growth. The $1.1 billion stadium, 90% of those dollars have gone back to the state of Minnesota and back into our economy. So, you know, those are the things that we advocated and we argued that this is what the result would be, and fortunately, the building is delivering on all those fronts.
The theme of U.S. Bank Stadium is a stadium for the people. It was the people of the state of Minnesota that banded together for a brighter future with vibrant events all taking place in their community for generations to come.
This has exceeded our expectations in terms of what this facility would look like and how appealing it would be to the general public. I mean, people are raving about this, and rightfully so. It's a magnificent facility. It makes all of Minnesota proud.
It was the support at the Capitol that picked up momentum and brought the vision to a reality. A new venue in the Minneapolis skyline that has brought jobs, development, fanfare, and growth to the city.
To see it transform the rest of the area into something bigger and bolder than what it maybe otherwise would have been or what it has been in the past, it is rewarding. It's a lifetime reward to be a part of something like that. Just knowing that this is a legacy for Vikings fans now and for my kids' generation and possibly their kids' generation is hugely satisfying.
And what this building says is that people can come together and work well together and build an environment in a manner that's not flashy or fancy. When you come in here, you feel comfortable. And I think this is what Minnesota is. It's a place that's filled with people with style, grace, class, and elegance, but we don't do it in a manner that's over the top. But when you come in here, you'll say, boy, this is a really nice building. And I think that's really what Minnesota stands for.
U.S. Bank Stadium isn't just another structure in downtown Minneapolis. It's a place where new memories are made and old ones come back to life. A place where the past meets the future. A place that makes Minnesotans proud. All who had part in building the dream of U.S. Bank Stadium are now a part of the Vikings legacy. A legacy built on hard work, traditional values, and a never-say-quit attitude. We thank you for embarking on this journey with us. From the Capitol to the opening of the gates, we certainly couldn't have done it without you, the fans.